Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Dak Rasmussen, a teacher here at Pella High School. He is the student council advisor, and he's the man in charge of the current student charity drive, collecting food for the Pella food shelf. And first and foremost, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella with us today.
Yeah, no problem. It's my pleasure to talk to you.
What's the background behind this food drive?
I've been at Pella High School. This is my 10th year now. And I've been student council advisor for those 10 years. And since I've been here, we've done a fall food drive for the food shelf. The student council decided that, it's important for us to give back to the community. So we usually do a fall and a spring charity. And the food drive has always been our fall charity because with the food shelf, we can see that we're giving back to the community. It's a local organization. So we feel like, we're doing our part to help out.
And this year's target, from what I understand, is a little bit higher than in previous years. Is that the case?
Right, that's exactly right. The last two or three, maybe 4 years, we've sort of seen donations drop off. We've tried a few things. But we really decided this year we needed to make a bigger push. We needed to get more food brought in. And in part, it's because the food shelf has really been hit this year. A lot of families have been going to the food shelf. Donations have been down a little bit, as far as I know. So the food shelf has had a harder time getting food. So we thought it was really important this year to make that big push and get bigger donations.
And one of the ways you're doing that is by offering incentives to the kids here who bring food donations in. Could you explain a little bit more about the incentives themselves and the reasoning behind them?
Right. The student council had gone to a leadership conference. And on our way back, we usually brainstorm ideas for what we want to do with the food drive. And during the course of the conference, they had talked about schools using different incentive programs for good behavior. Well, fortunately, at Pella High School, we don't have too many big issues. And we thought, we could use this another way. And so we put together a plan where we would ask the teachers to work with us. So it might be providing extra credit. It might be providing a couple days grace period on an assignment. It might be retaking a test. And if they would agree to offer those things in exchange for the students bringing in a certain number of cans, we thought that had the potential of really helping us to increase the number of items we're bringing in this year.
I've seen the pile that you've got going right now, and from what I understand, that's the second large heap of all sorts of non-perishable food items that have been donated. At this point, what does the tally look like for donations that you've gotten?
Right, we're going to have to make a second trip. Originally, in our plans, we had planned to make one trip, but the response has been so overwhelming that we took in the first load a week ago, and at that point, we had just under 1,800 items that were brought in, and so I would assume that at this point we are over 3,000. We might be 3,500. We're going to take the final count when we take back the rest of the items to the food shelf.
How long does the drive generally go for?
Usually go 2 weeks. And so that was our plan for the drive to last 2 weeks. And then the students would receive coupons in exchange for the cans. So that way they would have an extra week before we left for the winter break to use those in classes.
This year, I assume, is a record number of donations. What was the previous record for how many food items you donated?
In previous years, we really haven't thought about keeping a tally, just because for us it was more about the giving than really keeping track of how much we'd actually accumulated. But this year, again, because of the response, we kind of decided or figured out very early on that people are going to want to know what the number was. Plus, I think it would be nice, since the teachers are taking a more active role this year, that if we could put a number to the giving, it would show that, by helping us out, that really has made a huge difference to the food shelf and hopefully to the community. I would just say that, we really haven't kept track before, but you can tell just by the number of boxes we fill, the number of vehicles it's taken to go to the food shelf, that by far this is going to end up being the most that we've ever given. And I think the students acknowledge that this is important to them because it's the students taking part, but also, you know, the teachers are taking an active role too. So it's really sort of a school-wide effort in order to help out the community.
Well, I guess hopefully you guys will be doing this again next year and you'll get even more donations.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping that this has established a tradition now because it is for a good cause. You know, it's not as if the students are solely benefiting from this. It's the entire community that can benefit from this. And I think there's been a lot of excitement about the good that people are seeing being done.
Once again, I'd like to thank you for coming on with us and talking about it. And I'm sure that there are many families that will be very appreciative of the work that you and your students have done here.
Yeah, you know, and that's part of the reason why we're doing this is, you know, to bring a little holiday cheer to everybody.
Excellent. This has been Let's Talk Pella. We sat down with Dak Rasmussen, a teacher here at Pella High School. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.